Excuse me. I wanted to speak to you today just because most of us here has at some point been through what the lady spoke earlier about taking to the headmaster's office and having to face the headmaster and find out you're getting examined and then going through some tests. But most of all, I wanted to speak today about our childhood, that when we were very young, there was no television. Well, I didn't have a television. My father died when I was six. He was 28, and I had three younger brothers. So my mother had to bring up four boys on her own. But when, from a very early age, from when I started school, I was out with my friends playing cowboys and Indians, sledging in the winter through the snow, playing rounders, climbing trees, doing all the things that the boys do. And when the girls weren't out playing, we pinched their hopscotch beds and played hopscotch. But I'm glad that I lived during the 40s, 50s, 60s and so on, because that was a great time, a great generation. And all of you here are a very great generation, and I think we're all unique in some way or another, because we have different genes, we have different abilities, different education, come from different backgrounds, and I think the study and the survey has been absolutely wonderful, because I think each and every one of us here are unique in one way or another. And when I was at school and I felt I was the only person, because I lived in a small town, I was the only person in the survey. But being brought up in the 50s and that, we didn't have much money, but we went out and played with our friends. We were outside more. We were physically fit. I was hardly ever in the house because I was out playing football or doing something with my friends. But I think that's why today, at 70, that we are fitter than some of the younger generation because of that. Personally, myself, I'm still working. I'm a light enhancement engineer. In other words, I'm a window cleaner. So I'm still running up and down ladders. I don't have any illnesses. I try to keep fit. I'm not on any medication. Okay. And I love my life. I love this time of life. Coming 70 is brilliant. I've finally made it. But I'm looking forward to seeing you again when we're 80. Thank you very much.
It's so nice to see somebody from the survey who I've never ever met before, and I'd like to say thank you for arranging this today. It just seems so strange that people have never met one another before. And listening to the speakers, some of them today, we used to play out all day. We used to be out all day. Parents are afraid to let the children go out today. And also I didn't realise that maybe my mum and dad had to pay when I was born. So when I go home, my mum is still alive, she's 93. So when I go home, I'll ask her, did she have to pay when I was born? She will remember. She is very, her memory is amazing. And I would just like to share, not only has the survey been good for the education and health, 17 years ago, I was going through a bad time. My husband was very ill, and the nurse rang up and said she wanted to come, and I said, well, yeah, you can come as soon as possible. So she did, she came, and she was lovely. And she did all the tests what she needed to do. And we were talking about various things. And she was a vicar's wife. And she helped me so much. She gave me so much advice and inspiration that she helped me to get through the next very difficult few months. So I would never have met that lady only for the survey. And another experience that I've had was a friend of mine had a baby, and this baby was born with a tumour on his kidney. So they had to remove the kidney when he was 3 months old. So obviously he had the chemo, and he was fine, he was okay. But he had to go for tests every 12 months. So when he got to about 11 and 12, he didn't want to go, did he? I'm not going for any more tests. Nobody else goes for any tests. I'm not going. So I thought, right, I can tell him about the survey. And I think I was about 45 or 50 then. And so I told him about the survey. I'd been in this survey all these years. I didn't tell him that I didn't go every year. I just said we had to fill the forms in. And so I said, it's important that you do these things, more important for you. And ever since then, he started to go, and he went every year for the test. And now he's grown up and he's got a family of his own. So that in that way, that helped that young boy to carry on going for the test. So that was thanks to the survey.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good afternoon. It's always nice to be able to top people's stories. And we've heard this afternoon two people tell us that they'd had tea and cakes from James Douglas. I had sherry from James Douglas. When I was at university, he came with a colleague to the university I was at and got together the, I think, half a dozen of us who were there, and it was a very pleasant sherry party. I can't remember much about it, to be honest, but I had sherry. There's one of those things which has stuck in my mind all these years has been one of the questions on one of those questionnaires we all filled in, which actually we had a repeat on a later occasion. And I used to get on quite well with those. They're quite fun to do. But one question stuck me one year, and it was this. It was, do you prefer action to planning for action? And I thought, I don't know. And I don't think there was a box to say, actually both. And as I'm a great planner, my wife and I still go mountain walking, we're very fortunate. And one of the thrills of it is to be able to do the planning, you know, where we're going to walk, where we might go if we go to Switzerland or what have you. And then, but then the actual walking's wonderful. So which is it? I don't know. But there wasn't a box other than don't know. But I did know. It was both. Anyway, several years later, the same question came up again, and I was still stuck. So, but that's one of the questions that has stuck in my mind, and I still don't know the answer to it. One thing that I think was one of the greatest privileges of being part of this survey was that I think we were in our early 60s. A number of us got to go to the University College Hospital in London for a day's everything. You name it, they did it. Wired us up to lots of machines, took lots of samples, had us doing all the tests that we've done, you know, the standing on one leg thing, but lots more besides. And just two pictures from my mind of that day, which I found enormously, privileged really to be part of it. One was that we were made to step up and down a step, people remember this, and to a beat. And the beat got faster and faster and faster, and you had to keep pace with it. And I forget how long they'd given us, a minute or a minute and a half or whatever it was. But my memory is that I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get to the end. And I want to survive this. And just as the time was coming up, because I think I could see the clock, just the time was coming up, he said, stop. Now, whether I was about to have a heart attack or what, I don't know. But clearly, some monitor had said that the time was done. That was one memory. The other was going through the whole body scan. We've seen on our screen this afternoon pictures of the people with their skeleton and with their body mass on them. And going through that was a fascinating experience. It was the first time I realised I was lopsided, because they showed the picture of my skeleton and I looked like this somehow. But I don't think I'm quite that bad, but nonetheless, it was a very interesting experience. So I want to say thank you today to all the team who've put this day on for us. Other people have said that already, but it's been a great day and very interesting and fascinating. And I've got a little warning for you, though. The warning is, my grandfather died at 72. My father died at 84. You've got me till I'm 96.